best moment you ever know.
This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
I visited the Loveland Creator Space in Loveland, Colorado. Jamie Levin, one of the founders, took me on a tour. Let's listen to Jamie describe this amazing place.
Hi, I'm Jamie Levin. I'm one of the founders of Loveland Creator Space. We'll give you a quick tour of the space here, try and describe it as best as possible. We're in downtown Loveland, so really convenient to public transportation and good parking and all of that. We're very fortunate to be in this location. One of the things that makes this space go, we're funded by members paying dues and people renting startup space here, and we can afford that because this building is owned by a nonprofit foundation, the Arion Foundation, which is E-R-I-O-N, not Arion. They own this building, and as a nonprofit foundation, their subsidizing of the rent counts as their nonprofit donation. That's actually something that a message we're trying to spread to other makerspaces and other nonprofits is, instead of just having a nonprofit foundation give you money, if they buy a building and subsidize rent, that also counts as their donation. Those that haven't seen a makerspace is a nonprofit, membership-funded community workshop. The idea is to make prohibitive tools and workspace accessible to the community and build a community of makers working on projects and connecting everything in kind of the whole STEM, STEAM spectrum. This space started almost 3 years ago when I was visiting other makerspaces in Colorado, and I had been to Solid State Depot in Boulder, and that was kind of far to drive. And I went to Tinkermill in Longmont, and I was talking to Scott Converse, who founded Tinkermill, and I said, boy, it'd be great if there's one of these in Loveland. And Scott gets really serious and looks at me and points at me and says, well, then you should open one. And he had some suggestions, starting a meetup and say, you know, organize a makerspace, and that worked. And we had a core of people that showed up right off the bat and started forming the space. So we've been open almost 2.5 years. We're at a location for a year, a couple blocks away, and then moved to this location after it was renovated about 1.5 years ago. As you're coming in the space, we have card access, controlled access to the front door. So members get a door fob, and they get 24/7 access to come in and work. We've also have public open workshop hours from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. every day. So being a community resource where people can come in and work on projects, get access to just a, you know, place out of wind and rain and snow and heat to come and work on a project. And you can hear some noise in the background of people building things. The space is about 6,500 square feet. In the front 25 feet of the space, we have a big classroom on the north side with a big projection screen and seating for about 40 people. Coming back this way, and also there were some questions about, we're walking past a BattleBot from ABC's TV show BattleBots. This is Poison Arrow, if you want to look it up. They made it to the finals. It's a 250-pound combat robot, and it's really cool. We just had a big get-together last Friday. So one of the things that happens in the space.
We will conclude our tour with Jamie next week. There's an event this weekend. Let's have Jamie explain.
If you have a chance, this weekend is the Spark Fun Autonomous Vehicle Challenge at Spark Fun in Boulder. If you want to see combat robots and vehicles that drive themselves and people racing power wheels, that's 9 a.m. to 5 this Saturday, the 17th.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.